Biden's amnesty for illegal aliens, limitless immigration for corporations and tailspin with Manchin opposition. By John Binder on December 19, 2021. Corporate America's plan to inflate the United States labor force via major changes to immigration law, slipped into President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act, is now seemingly in a tailspin as Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, says he opposes the plan. On Sunday, Manchin revealed that he will oppose the Build Back Better Act, throwing a wrench into Biden's hallmark legislation of his administration. It's encouraging to see Senator Manchin's comments today, essentially killing his party's insane efforts to make an end run around normal legislative procedures. R.J. Hallman, with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, told Breitbart News. If he is true to his word, this will finally put an end to efforts to abuse the process and pass the largest amnesty in American history, Hallman said. If he is not, this is his last term. A vital component of the filibuster-proof reconciliation package, which needs 51 votes in the Senate, is a plan to provide amnesty for about 6.5 million illegal aliens. The provisions allow millions of illegal aliens to secure work permits, ensuring more foreign competition against working and middle-class Americans for often minimum-wage jobs. The amnesty would cost American taxpayers about $500 billion over two decades. Manchin's comments today on Fox News Sunday that he's a no on Build Back Better are gutting to immigration advocates who've worked through months of negotiations, redrafting to meet Senate rules, reworking to satisfy House Dem factions, more redrafting/strategizing, a Bloomberg reporter notes. In addition, and even more important to corporate America, are provisions to blow the lid off current legal immigration levels, where 1.2 million green cards and 1.5 million work visas are awarded annually to foreign nationals, for the benefit of multinational corporations. Specifically, the reconciliation package would allow companies to import a limitless number of legal immigrants on employment-based green cards for at least a decade. Eventually, green card holders would be able to apply for naturalized American citizenship. Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, has described the provisions as the crown jewel of corporate lobbying, while Amazon, Facebook, Intuit Incorporated, AT&T, Verizon, Alphabet, Deloitte, the Microsoft Corporation, and IBM have led lobbying efforts to get the plan passed. If this is the end of BBB, it's a huge blow to immigrant advocates who have spent months lobbying for the reconciliation strategy, a reporter for Roll Call writes. Manchin had been urged for months by voters and legislators in West Virginia not to support the reconciliation package. In July, 32 West Virginia state legislators wrote to Manchin, asking him to oppose the immigration provisions of Biden's plan. Prioritizing the interests of workers over corporations demanding cheap labor means opposing amnesty in the budget deal, the legislators wrote. National sovereignty does not exist if we do not have borders. Likewise, a Rasmussen Report survey last month showed that 63% of West Virginia likely voters oppose Biden's amnesty plan, and 65% said they would be less likely to support Manchin for re-election if he voted for the package. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.